Welcome to Bridge the City, a podcast recorded in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our mission is to bridge together people, resources, and ideas that inspire Milwaukee to action. I'm your host, Daisy España, and today we bring you a conversation with Ingrid, president of MTEA. We talk about the Yes for MPS campaign. In our previous episode, we mentioned what folks in Milwaukee will see on their ballots on Tuesday, April 2nd for the spring election, and we mentioned the referendum for MPS. In this episode, we dive deep into what it is, what it means, and some action steps. But before we get started, you can become a patron at patreon.com/bridgethecity for only $4.14 a month. And as always, you can let us know what you want to learn more about and hear about on the podcast. Make sure to go to myvote.wi.gov, put in your address and see what's on your ballot, and make sure to go out to vote on Tuesday, April 2nd. Here's the conversation with Ingrid.
My name is Ingrid Walker Henry. I am the president of the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. I'm also a 24-year MPS teacher. I'm the daughter of an MPS teacher and the parent of a student in Milwaukee Public Schools.
Oh, wow. So you're really connected to MPS.
I am very connected. I actually started, we'll say we started my career at the age of 8 when my mother would bring me into her classroom. I would help her set up at the beginning of the year, take down at the end, and soon became a chaperone as well on field trips.
So your mom was a...
She was a Milwaukee Public Schools teacher. She retired, I believe, around 2011.
Oh, wow. And then you just kind of took over.
Yeah.
So you are the president of MTEA.
Yeah.
How did you get involved? How are you where you're at right now?
Coming to the role of president is not something that I ever saw for myself. So I started teaching in 2000. I was in my classroom. I think to make a long story short, Act 10 and Scott Walker came along, and that got me involved in my union. So I was active in organizing, knocking on doors, recall, then it went into political elections, etc. And then I decided to run for office within my union.
And here you are.
Here I am.
That's awesome. Well, our recent episode, and for our listeners who will listen to this episode, we talked a little bit about what they can expect to see on their ballots for the spring election, which is next Tuesday, April 2nd, right?
Yes.
And we covered everything from county supervisors, common council, comptrollers, and three of the big ones we wanted to make sure we covered were the two state referendums and then the referendum for MPS, right? So today we're going to dive in a little bit deeper into the Yes for MPS campaign and learn a little bit about what it is and how people can get involved. Can you just tell us what is the Yes for MPS campaign?
The Yes for MPS campaign is a group of people, organizations, just Milwaukeeans who care about public education in Milwaukee and realizing that there is a deficit created by Republicans since 2009 with just serious underfunding to education across the state, that we as Milwaukeeans have to step in and make sure that children actually have the things they need to be successful in life. Public education funding in the state of Wisconsin has not kept up with inflation. So if the state had funded public schools as they should have throughout the years, the hole that Milwaukee Public Schools has would not be to this extent. It probably wouldn't exist.
I know that there's a few districts or counties across the state of Wisconsin who have actually moved to referendum as well to receive.
There are over 90, and are more that are discussing perhaps putting referendum on ballots in the summer and November as well.
That's crazy. And to think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, MPS or Milwaukee Public Schools is the largest like school district or the
in the
state. So if smaller districts or counties are moving to referendums to fund their public schools, I mean,
and these are referendum. It's not to, you know, build a fancy sauna or something. These are actually referendum just to keep the lights on in schools and to also just keep schools open for communities. Yeah. So when we're talking about rural areas, that may be the only elementary, and now they're facing severe cuts. So it's not just an MPS problem. It's a state of Wisconsin problem. Right.
And you mentioned a little bit about this, but what is the money that, if passed, what would that do to the schools? Because, you know, I did a little bit of research, and I believe that's, like, what you all are asking for is not even, like, close to what you guys should be receiving, right? It's just, like, a small,
like, portion. I think we can all agree that, you know, we want our children to have everything. Yes. We want them to have every opportunity. So, no, I think when we think about funding education, we should be, you know, have high expectations. We should expect more. Yes. We should believe and have action that every single child deserves to have art, music, physical education, library, career and tech ed, foreign languages, swim, just all the things that we want for our children to be just well-rounded individuals in society.
Can you talk a little bit about why this year specifically you all choose to move to a referendum, why 2024 is a very important year, and what that will mean if, let's say, the referendum is not passed? What are the consequences for MPS?
Republicans in the state legislature actually froze any per pupil increase during the pandemic. Oh. They told school districts to just rely on the federal funds from ESSER, and that's not what that money was for. Mm-hmm. That money was to, you know, provide air purifiers, masks, things to help keep our students and our family safe. That hurt districts. It hurt districts across the state quite a bit. So at this point, it's what the districts need. It's what we all need. So we can't go any longer. We can't pinch any more pennies. There's nothing left. We have to make sure that children have what they need. So the consequence, if the referendum doesn't pass, it is devastating for our children and families and communities. What we're looking at is every single school in a district will have to cut 13% out of their budgets. And like I previously said, there's nothing else to cut. So now you're talking about disrupting school communities. You're talking about, you know, we're going to lose 1-2 teachers. We're going to lose paraprofessionals who help our students, or, you know, children's health assistants or programs that we find important. So there is a lot for children to lose.
If the referendum is passed and people go out and vote and they say yes to MPS, that money will be used for programs and pretty much to keep the lights on.
Yeah. So what we're hearing out when we knock on doors is that people are just supportive of teachers, of the other educators in building, of, you know, programs that students have, et cetera. So we know that Milwaukee is going to come together and they're going to support the children because they know it's important. They know our children's futures are important.
Yeah, and I've seen many people go out to canvass. And for those our listeners who don't know what canvassing is, it's essentially going door to door and talking to constituents in Milwaukee or wherever, but specifically for this campaign in Milwaukee to talk about this campaign. So as an outsider, I have seen the large amount of people who have been not only advocating for this, but actually showing up and going door to door and having these conversations with people. So I'm really excited for Tuesday. But I know there is a, you know, whenever there's a campaign or an issue or anything, really, there's always two sides, right? There's always two different group of people who one supports and one opposes, right?
It doesn't surprise me that we have opposition from groups of people who don't even live in the city of Milwaukee. When we're looking at this issue, we're looking at Milwaukeeans, we're looking at their children and what they want and need. And so one of the things that Milwaukee Public Schools has made clear is that this is a $216 per 100,000 on your home increase. And over time, as with that number will actually go down. And what it does allow is for the state of Wisconsin to actually put more funding into Milwaukee Public Schools.
See, I didn't even know that. And I think that's when misinformation comes out. And I think when people don't take the time to do their research or like understand what this could mean, that's when people start either saying no like right away or spreading it themselves, right?
Yeah, so, and I mean, it really is true though. We, you know, by saying no, you're actually saying no to children. Mm-hmm. It's not a building, it's not an institution, it's not whatever. It is children,
right?
And the opportunities that they deserve. It's just great that we have so many people and groups who are supportive of this effort. So we have like Representative Gwen Moore. Mm-hmm. We have the 45th Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. We have Black Leaders Organizing Communities, Voces de la Frontera, Leaders Igniting Transformation, and just so many other supporters who realize and they know the importance of public education.
And for folks who want to learn more about who all is endorsing this campaign, where can they find that information?
VoteYesForMPS.org.
Okay, perfect. So they can just make a quick Google search and then they can find
that. And they'll also find the Vote Yes for MPS, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So where they can get continued updates and information about what the referendum means for children and families in Milwaukee Public Schools.
Whether the referendum gets passed or not, what's next? What comes next?
You know, after this referendum passed, it is always our hope, our advocacy. What we do is to make sure that our legislators are pushing for fully funded public education across the state of Wisconsin. So it's so important that people who are engaged and energized now continue to be so. Continue to reach out to their legislators, other legislators to talk about. What does it look like to have a fully funded public school system, and how do we get there? How do we make that happen? Our children deserve nothing less. With, you know, with close to 100 districts across the state having to go to referendum, the information is out there. Communities are learning about this. Across the state, you have different people, different coalitions learning more and realizing that public education has just been severely underfunded, and it's at the point that districts are just asking voters to, you know, make sure that they have enough adults in front of children. So with that knowledge, I always have hope. I always know that there are people who have learned more, they're activated, and they are contacting their legislators, and they are, you know, at meetings demanding funding. So we know what we need, we know what we want, and it really is up to the people making the demands and up to our legislators to do right by us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's also important to just continue organizing, right? Because I think it's amazing that so many organizations and electeds, both present and former, have been able to come out and endorse this campaign, but also bring their constituents or pretty much advocate for this to, you know, to pass. So that I think that's great. And talk a little bit about your action steps. Like, what are you guys doing from now until April 2nd to make sure people know about this campaign or how folks can get involved specifically with this?
So the Yes for MPS committee, MTEA, and some of the other organizations I listed earlier, we are out. We're out knocking on doors. We're talking to people about Milwaukee Public Schools and why this issue is important for them to vote on.
All that information can be found on the website, correct?
Yes. So information, ability to volunteer, come out and help knock doors with us can be found on VoteYesForMPS.org and also on those other social media sites. And there's also some really good information if people do have more questions on the Milwaukee Public School site about the referendum and how it how MPS has been able to increase art, music, gym, library, nursing, and just so many other services for students. Children in Milwaukee deserve to have smaller class sizes. They deserve to have certified educators in front of them. They deserve to have the art, the music, the libraries, advanced college courses. They deserve all the things. And there are so many families out there and so many just public school supporters who recognize that, and they have let us know on the doors that they are saying yes to MPS. As a parent myself, I know a lot of parents. I'm on the PTO at my child's school. And when we talk about the opportunities that we want for children, we want everything. Yeah. We're like, hey, we want more music. We want more art classes, more this and that. And just looking at some of the things that my child has been able to do over the past few years, he's painted a mural within his building. Wow. They have a greenhouse, so he works in aquaponics and hydroponics in his building. They have a 3D printer, and so they have these little businesses that the students work on, and they do. And I mean, that's in addition to, you know, the reading, the writing, the math. Those are the things that children enjoy. They get them interested. They spark joy. And those are the things that people across Milwaukee know need to remain in our schools.
That is super cool. And I think that kind of goes to show what can be done, what should be done, and why you shouldn't even ask. It should just be given, right? So with all that said, I think if people who aren't really involved in MPS, let's say they don't have kids in MPS, or they don't have kids, they didn't go to MPS themselves, let's say they moved from a different state and now they live in Milwaukee, I think it's important to talk to those who are involved within MPS. Like for you, for example, I mean, it's been your whole life, right? And yes. So when it comes to things like this campaign or legislation that will affect, you know, students or staff at MPS, it's important to talk to those who are there, who see the stuff, who know, instead of talking to someone who doesn't even live in Milwaukee, right? So it's definitely really cool to see when you're on doors and people are supporting, and even if people aren't very well engaged or informed, to have those conversations and pretty much do like a quick little lesson right at the door. And so and that goes a long way, because I'll tell you something, I had no idea about most of what you just said, and so now I'm even more informed. So I'll be doing my duty and, you know, go and talk to folks. Praise the city.